If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show, brought to you by MyEnvies.com. Looking for today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchen gear? Whatever you're looking for, head to MyEnvies.com. They've got what you're looking for and they ship worldwide. Check them out today at MyEnvies.com. Hey gang, shout outs from everybody here in Studio B as we connect with our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. It's been a great week. I hope you're having a fabulous one, too. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, highly caffeinated host of your show, raising my pumpkin spice tinge with a little bit of coconut oil in there. Yeah, I'll explain that later. As we hang out, dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings, and demolishing your debt once and for all. Thanks for hanging out. And a huge welcome to all of our newest affiliates, all of our newest listeners. Thanks to the unstoppable crew at BizTalk Radio Network, especially Kathy Tarver and Mitchell Meeks, who are our super fans listening in from Super Talk Mississippi, as we head towards, wait for it, 90 stations coast to coast. Just unbelievable, guys. As we sit here saving America's wallets, 1 hour at a time. All right, I'm looking at my coffee. Coffee in hand. Tony always says hello as we tackle today's trendy topics. If you're not drinking coffee at the moment, that's okay. I'll do enough for both of us, because that's just the type of team player I am. So we are wrapping up the month of January, guys. January's wrapped up. All right? Month has flown by. How are the goals doing? I don't care if it's weight loss goals, pick me, or money goals, or, you know, home improvement goals, body improvement goals, car improvement goals, whatever it is. How are your January goals doing? All right. Scale of 1 to 10. All right. I'm in pretty good zonage right now. I'm sticking towards the personal goals with regards to personal finance and a couple of weight loss goals. I mentioned the coconut oil in the coffee that's supposed to be helping me here. Went for the unstructured, unfiltered, whatever the thing is for coconut oil. Had to go and get some new stuff because apparently the filtered or the whatever it is isn't supposed to do the trick. I now have the good for you coconut oil stirred into my coffee. So you can tell just from the sound of my voice that I'm glowing with health as a result. But whatever your goals are for January, how'd you do with them? How are we doing leading into February? All right, I want to hear from you guys. Find me at brilliantfrugalliving.com. Now, you guys, if you have spent any kind of time in front of the radio, in front of the TV, in front of your computer, in your news feed, you know that the 2017 economy that just wrapped up a month ago was gangbusters. Here's the really fun news. 2018 is gangbusters with capital letters from start to finish, and maybe, you know, squared to the nth degree. 2018 is going to be a phenomenal year for the economy. And I want you guys to put that power to your benefit. Not just, you know, I want you to think a little bit outside the box. When we start thinking about benefiting our own personal finances, our household finances, we think to ourselves, you know what? We'll put a little more in savings. We'll put a little more in the college accounts. That is outstanding advice. A little more in the retirement accounts. But I also want you to think just a bit about putting that money in certain uses that are exponentially going to benefit you down the road. What do I mean? Here's what I mean. We're talking here, and again, I'm surrounded by so much paper that you guys send me. Thanks a million. We recycle everything, I promise you. No question about it. Okay, guys, 1 year into Trump's first term, all right, the economy was on a roll, okay? And it's sitting here coming up on February. Income is going up. Jobs for Americans going up. Unemployment is at some of its lowest levels ever. And we're talking about good jobs. We're not talking about, you know, the part-time, you know, poorly paid jobs. Well-paying jobs, jobs that you can support a family on, are going up huge. And it's just a beautiful thing. It's just this triumph of economic realism over this foolish, idiot skepticism that's being plugged at us from all directions. Forget leaning left, forget leaning right, forget leaning red or leaning blue. We're talking green. It's all about money and your personal finances. And here's what I want to talk to you about. And somebody, yeah, people wanted me to bring this up just to reiterate the numbers. It's true. The stock market, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, rose about 40%. It's unbelievable. More than any other president since Franklin Roosevelt took office. And when did he take office? January 33, I think. And that was after the 1929 stock market crash. So he had a huge crash to rebound from. And he did. Good for him. I got some issues with Roosevelt's policies. But the guy did watch over one of the greatest rebounds in the stock market. This is the next biggest rebound. And it's a beautiful thing. Over the last year, 2.2 million jobs added to the economy. Unemployment rate fell to, I think, 4.1, I want to say what it is right now. Minorities, including women like myself, experienced their lowest unemployment rates ever in December 2017, after a year of solid gains. And it's sort of, you can notice this everywhere, you guys. Case in point. I'm taking my car in to get the oil changed. I called up ahead of time, and they said it's a very good idea from now on to make an appointment. I usually just drive in, and they say you can just drive in. Now they recommend you make an appointment. Why? Because more and more people are taking their cars to get their oil changed, maybe more on time, maybe more to a good schedule. They're not letting their cars linger. They have the money to invest in their cars. I'm talking to people who are handymen, who are contractors. They have got a waiting list the size of your arm, when in past years they were going door to door knocking to see if anybody can do stuff for you. That's the kind of energy I want you to harness and put towards your own bank accounts. So it's not just a matter of saving money in your bank accounts. That's also a good thing. Think about investing it as well. Here's one of the big things I want you to do. And again, I'm going to jump from topic to topic because we've got so much going on here. Ways to boost your wealth. Here's one of the biggest ways. And Dad's going to talk about this too, probably half past the hour. This is something that ties into real estate. I want you to bring up your credit score over this year. I want you to bring up your credit score this year. I don't care where it is. If you think it's tanking, if you think it's above average, if you think it's somewhere in between, if you improve your credit score this year, things are going to improve exponentially for you when it comes to your credit card rates. If you've got any debt you're paying down, student debt, real estate debt, car debt, any kind of debt. If you've got a higher credit score, you go to your bank later on this year, say, hi there. I've got a credit score that's pretty much above 90% of all Americans right now. I'm in the top 10% in credit score. How are you going to translate that into a great loan at an incredibly low rate for me? And then you're going to take that loan, you're going to consolidate all of your debt at, say, 8%, 10%. I've heard people talking about paying down debt at 16%. Why? Because their credit scores are not where they want them to be. I want you to focus on your credit score this year like a laser. Focus on it like a laser. It is going to come back to help you big time. Think about all the debt you've got. You got credit cards. You might have a car payment. You might have a student loan payment. You got a mortgage. You got all this stuff going on. The reason you're paying the interest rates you are today is because of your credit score. You start paying down those various debts like a laser every month. Start paying down more. Start paying down additional principal on these loans. Your credit score is going to go through the roof compared to where you have it right now. And with a higher credit score, you walk into the bank strutting your stuff. The bank will fall over backwards trying to get your business because you're a good risk. And as a result, whatever your type of loan, your interest rate is going to go absolutely nosediving, and that is going to pay off huge down the road. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. So watch your credit. Build up that credit score. Start paying down the high interest rate loans. Start making it your top priority before you go out to the movies, before you go and plan an expensive vacay, before you think about buying a new car. You're taking all this extra cash you're making in 2018, and chances are excellent you're seeing more cash come through your door in 2018. Start putting that towards things. Delay your satisfaction. Delay your happiness. Delay the purchases I'm talking about, because down the road, you delay yourself a couple things now and deny yourself a couple things now, your payoff is going to be so huge come the end of the year, you are going to be so thrilled, you're going to be preaching it to everybody around you. I promise you that. All right, next up, what do we have here? Yeah, this ties into the credit score. Paying bills right after payday. Last week, maybe the week before, I was talking about ways to automate your future success. Automate all the bills that you can and do it in your favor. You got a paycheck coming in 2018, chances are excellent. It's going to be 5%, maybe even 10% higher than it was a year ago. What do you do with that additional 5%, 10%? You get it the instant it hits your bank account because you're probably getting a direct deposit. Most people are these days. I am too. You take 5%, 10%, boom, you don't even see it. It goes into a special account. I don't want to do a special account. Do a special account. I don't want to hear it. You want to have money at the end of the year? You want to have money waiting for you in case the car dies on you, the water heater suddenly croaks on you, you suddenly want to send your kids or your grandkids to a better school? Oh, you know what? I can go to that special account. I can pull it out of there. I'm not borrowing any money. I'm not borrowing anything on credit. I'm not paying interest on it. I'm telling you, it puts you in the catbird seat. It puts you in the driver's seat for your financial success. Take that raise. Take whatever you can and be bold and put it into that special account. Say by the end of the year, you've got a good amount in there and you've got nowhere to put it. You put it right towards your bills. You put it down, towards paying down your mortgage, pay down every one of your credit card bills to the max that you can. It is so powerful. It is so fabulous. It has a ripple effect in your life, just reminding you on a daily basis who exactly is in charge of your finances. And I want you all to feel that incredible, empowering feeling. There is nothing like it. I'm hearing from people. How much time do we have? Oh, maybe about 20 seconds left. We've got it. I'm hearing from people coast to coast who have harnessed the 2017 economy that we just wrapped up and have catapulted themselves financially in a way they didn't think possible a couple of years ago. I want you all to feel that as well. And over the course of today, we're talking about various strategies and amazing various job opportunities to get into that you might not have thought possible a while ago. People are doing it and they're making tons of money. Guys, hang out for a second. We're going to take a quick break, pay a couple of bills. When we get back, more about ways to make the 2018 economy work for you. You all stay tuned. Cheap and small.
There's a new place to shop online. A place that has everything you're looking for, all at amazing, everyday low prices. Visit myenvies.com. Grab some of today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchenware. They even offer incredible new fashion design clothing and so much more. That's myenvies.com. Why shop anyplace else? No matter what you're looking for, chances are they have it for less. Join their free rewards program, create a free account, and grab 200 free points and save even more money. MyEnvies.com. Today's top brands, designer fashion, and the latest new gadgets. Always in stock and ready to ship worldwide. Before you overspend at other online sites, you owe it to yourself to visit MyEnvies.com. We promise that our products, services, and prices are second to none. That's MyEnvys.com. It's your one-stop shop. Online superstore.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you saved with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about ways to harness this incredible, unstoppable 2018 economy to increase your personal wealth and just catapult you on the path to a lot more of a healthy personal finance situation. I'm hearing from people right and left who are thinking outside the box big time, who turned 2017 into one of their best years on record. I'm hearing from people coast to coast who did that. We're going to go over a couple of case studies here, because they're all people just like you and me. These aren't super rich people who are, you know, getting into an even more super rich position. These are people just like you and me, all levels of the economy. You've got people who are on the, you know, the lower end of the income level, all the way up to like maybe an upper middle income level. And they are all, I'm loving these stories, turning this economy into their personal, unstoppable finance engine to build their personal household wealth, to lower their debt, to improve their credit score, to open up new avenues of money making that a couple of years ago were simply not possible. Now, somebody sent me this. People are sending me these various ways to get wonderfully financially healthy during the Trump presidency. It says here, you may not agree with his politics. Amen to that. Holy God. I love him. I voted for him. I love him. I think he's just on the path to helping America truly be great again. You know, love me, hate me, whatever it is, there's the facts. But it says here, the swearing in of Donald J. Trump as president of the U.S. Should have every entrepreneur salivating. And that's a fact. Here we go. These are some, in no particular order, business opportunities that have presented themselves over the last year or so in all of these various sectors. Education, you name it, energy, infrastructure, even some outside the box. Prisons, believe it or not. Don't go crazy. Think, oh, it's insane. Wait till you hear about this. Housing, healthcare, politics, and more. Here we go. Education, for those of you with kids in your life, nieces and nephews, grandkids, kids of your own, the Secretary of Education, what's her name? Betsy DeVos. All right. It only takes a couple of seconds of Googling this lady to understand that her agenda is to, of course, try to improve the public school system. But here's the shakedown effect. Private schools, charter schools, non-public schools, for lack of a better word, are absolutely skyrocketing as a result. And that's one of her goals, I'm thinking, to kind of shake up the public school system, to make it better for everybody involved, to maybe to weed out past policies that are not working so well in today's education system. But here's how it works for you. Who sent me this? Michael J. and his wife Kathleen, listening in from Detroit, Michigan. And it sound, this may sound far-fetched. Here's how they put their economy to work for them in education. They started a charter school. All right. May sound far-fetched. Once you do some research, you're going to be surprised. They started a charter school. They're middle class all the way they claim themselves to be. And it says, while this is not an easy business venture, requires a little bit of startup front capital, it can be tremendously profitable and incredibly rewarding. This is the major reason for the push to charter schools. Not only does it help lift kids out of circumstances that maybe aren't the best fit for them, but the results in their education are fantastic, and there is tremendous, yeah, flat out green. We're talking green, guys. There's flat out profit to be made. Everyone's a winner. Okay, the efforts produced in the state of Michigan here, starting a charter school, it allows schools to hire teachers at a lower wage than public schools can due to the absence of unions.
and then minimize the cost. You can pass on those costs to the people who might be paying into it and sending their kids to you. So a quick Google search, Michael and Kathleen are telling me, provides many guides, many resources about how to start a charter school. Now, both Michael and his wife, Kathleen, have an education background, so clearly that's going to help. But remember, you can start small, grow over time. Maybe the thought of opening a school with 1,000 students can be overwhelming. Michael and his wife, Kathleen, opened a school starting with 125 students. They started this last year, and they have just fast-tracked. They are now making a six-figure profitable income, having started a charter school. That's what I'm talking about. It wasn't possible a couple of years ago, flat out. Now it's happening. I love this stuff. Here's the sideline. Here's all the different side careers you can spin from this, though. One thing they're talking about, things that they had you hire out for, Michael and Kathleen, meal services for charter schools. If you've got any kind of a mom-and-pop restaurant, maybe you franchised a fast food industry, whatever it is, meal services for charter schools. You don't have to open a charter school to benefit from the charter school phenomenon. Start going out. If you've got any kind of hotel and restaurant management background, if you own your own place, maybe you franchised a Subway or a Pizza Hut or who knows what, okay? Go to these local charter schools and start offering their meal services. They win, you win. Offer them a decent rate. Make sure you're making some decent profit on it. Boom, you got customers waiting for you. Here's another thing. Bus services. Okay, everybody knows about Uber these days. No matter what city you're in, Uber's hot. Okay, small cities, big cities, small towns, big towns. Uber's there. And that also includes for charter schools. One of the biggest complaints for charter schools these days is that, say you live, you know, in County X, and the charter school you love is in County Y. Maybe mom and dad are both working. Maybe they can't afford. They need to take a bus, and the buses oftentimes will send them. However, the bus ride is, you know, maybe an hour and a half for a half hour, you know, commute. Here's where you come in. You start offering some bus services, some charter services. You have a van. You take care of business. You sign a contract with these charter schools to take care of it. People will pay for that. I love this. This is very, very cool. Another thing they mentioned, I did not do a lot of research into this, so I'm only going to briefly mention it. A student recruiting service for charter schools. This means going around to various locations, talking about the charter school, being a representative of the charter school to answer questions about what, you know, anything the prospective parents might have. That's another job involved. I love this. Staffing services, all good. All good. All right. And I could talk about that for the rest of the, you know, for the rest of the segment. I want to get one more thing in here, though, because these opportunities that are waiting for you, opportunities that are segueing and just spiraling off these magnificent, you know, economic conditions we're in, start thinking outside the box. Think about what you do for a living right now. How could it possibly segue into a new career or a sideline career, making even more money than you are right now? Here's another one. This one I like. This is involving online. How much time do we have? About a minute and a half. Online universities, okay? The rules for online universities have been eased under Donald Trump, okay? And the rules for these are kind of phenomenal because I'm not a huge fan of how college and university costs have skyrocketed out of reach for most middle-class Americans, myself included. It's absurd. I went to Penn State, had a great time there, and now the cost for sending kids there, chances are highly unlikely I know anybody who's going to go there. I love Penn State. It's great. The cost, they're out of their minds. So online universities are fantastic, okay? Online universities, in my small opinion, are the way to go. Here's the thing. What skills do you have that would translate well to an online university? Doesn't have to be a degreed course. You could be a non-degree course. Online universities are looking for all of the wonderful little branches and segues they can find, okay? Think about approaching an online university, okay, and offer your services. What do you know about? Do you know about personal finance? I have done a lot of different college courses, non-credited. You go there and you have a fun little seminar. You enjoy yourself. It's all good. Here's the thing. Traditional universities have made the extremely high cost of traditional universities have made online universities far more attractive. People are realizing that they don't need to go to an on-site university. Partner with existing traditional universities that do not yet offer online classes and offer your class. It could dramatically shrink the learning curve and shorten their path to success. It puts money in your pocket as well. Everyone's a winner. This opportunity is suited to, I would say, a very technical person or a company with the resources to help build a secure platform for, you know, doing the online courses, make sure that they're going to run well. But this is another way in which you could translate your amazing, incredible skills all that you offer to an online course. Think about the money that's possible with that. And the university benefits as well. All right, guys, time's flying. When we get back after the break, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. You all stay tuned.
Cheap and small.
There's a new place to shop online, a place that has everything you're looking for, all at amazing everyday low prices. Visit MyEnvies.com. Grab some of today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchenware. They even offer incredible new fashion design clothing and so much more. That's MyEnvies.com. Why shop anyplace else? No matter what you're looking for, chances are they have it for less. Join their free rewards program, create a free account, and grab 200 free points and save even more money. MyEnvies.com. Today's top brands, designer fashion, and the latest new gadgets. Always in stock and ready to ship worldwide. Before you overspend at other online sites, you owe it to yourself to visit MyEnvies.com. We promise that our products, services, and prices are second to none. That's MyEnvies.com. It's your one-stop shop. Online superstore.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Biz Talk Radio.
We are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, and it is half past the hour. That means it's time for another fabulous episode of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. I'm grinning ear to ear because this week we've got Dad back. You've had a very busy schedule, and we got him back. How are you doing, sir?
Well, the cold that was bothering me here for about the last week or 10 days is finally in the rearview mirror, I think. I'm able to talk for 15 or 20 minutes without coughing too much.
Excellent.
I think we ought to go on and tell the nice folks about some real estate stuff.
Absolutely. The party never stops on the real estate train. And from all that I've heard from you, the real estate market just keeps getting better and better. Each week's kind of, you know, almost better than the last, you say, knocking wood. What's the latest on the headlines, sir?
The real estate market is hot. And my recommendation to people, if you don't own a home right now, there will never be a better time to make that first home purchase than right now.
I agree.
Not as good a deal as it was 6 months ago, a year.
Right.
2 years ago. But it's going to be a better deal. It's a better deal now than it will be 6 months, a year from now. I firmly believe that real estate is going to continue to be a very, very good investment.
Yep.
Folks, if you don't own that first home now, now's the time to get in touch with that good realtor and get yourself in position to do that. And if you've got a home that you've owned for 4 or 5 years, you've probably got some significant equity buildup.
Heck yeah.
Maybe the family's gotten bigger, the house no longer meets your needs. Again, time to get a hold of that good realtor and talk about making a move up buy. You know, for example, people who predict home price rises are predicting about a 25% rise in home prices
okay.
the next 5 years.
All right.
If you buy a house that is worth, say, $300,000 now, and you live there for 5 years and just, you know, maintain it reasonably well, not only are you going to be living better than you were when you were renting an apartment, but in 5 years, you probably will have an equity increase of about 25%. And if my math is right, that would be about $75,000. And all from doing nothing except enjoying life more.
Yeah, and living in the very investment that you love. It's perfect.
Yep, I agree. A lot of people, we're going to talk here about some things that are holding people back, Chrissy.
Okay.
A lot of people believe that they don't have a good enough credit score to qualify for a home mortgage.
Right, I hear that a lot.
And I want to blow that one up a little bit, because the average FICO score, credit score, for people who qualified for a VA or an FHA loan in December of last year, they had a credit score of only 684.
Wow.
It's not horrible bad, but it is not credit superstardom either. And they've got into that house with an average down payment of only 4%.
I love that. I mean, it's a double-edged sword, because with the lower rates than you'd expect, there is that chance that you might get people in there who aren't quite ready to have a house yet, but I don't think we're anywhere close to where we were back 2008, 2009, that kind of thing.
No, if you could, back in 2006, 2007, if you could fog a mirror, you could qualify for a loan. And as a friend of mine said, these used to be called ninja loans. No income, no job. Yeah, sure, we'll loan you $500,000 a house. But average down payment, with the FHA, Federal Housing Administration loan, you need to have 3.5% of your own money.
Okay.
Which means on a $300,000 house, you need $10,500 in order to get into the house.
All right.
There's other costs that you have to pay, too, other closing costs. But with the right kind of house and the right kind of realtor help and the right kind of lender help, you can get what's called a seller assist to help you pay those closing costs. So for $10,000 out of your own pocket, you can, very high possibility, probably get into a house for 3.5% down.
For
wow. $300,000, 3.5% down is only $10,500.
That's amazing. That's pretty cool.
And you don't need a superstar credit score to do it either.
Yep.
I'd be comfortable with a little higher down payment.
I hear you.
Credit score. But that isn't horrible, and it's certainly nowhere near the extremely loose standards that we had back in 2006 and 2007 that led us to that to the edge of that credit collapse. Unfortunately, all the rules about making mortgage loans are written in Washington, D.C. now.
Right.
By the people who run the two big banks, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. What they do is, and folks, this is true in just about every mortgage situation, not an FHA loan, but if you're getting a conventional loan, the person from whom you make the loan, immediately upon settlement, resells that loan to Fannie Mae or Freddie.
Yep.
Get their money back right away. Fannie and Freddie then repackage all those mortgages into what's called mortgage-backed securities. And as long as people pay their mortgages, they're good investments. But guess what happened back in 2008, 2009, 2010, yep. 2011? Lots and lots of people didn't pay their mortgages, and we wound up in the dumper. But the good news is that for 3.5% down or for $10,500 on a $300,000 home, you can get yourself a mortgage.
And, you know, with all of that great information that you just provided, and I'm kind of taking notes to myself as we're talking here, but when it comes to dipping a toe in, and that's all we're asking. We're trying to get people to kind of think they have a very reasonable kind of anxiety, given all of the past information you just talked about, what we just went through 2008, 2009. Granted, it was almost 10 years ago, unbelievably, but it still rings very fresh in people's minds. Everybody knows somebody who was impacted. Maybe it was them who was impacted poorly by this. But the first step is exactly as Dad says. Number one, connect with your bank. You might have more equity in your house than you think. That would be the first great news. Then call Dad. See what's going on. You know, contact him. Find him. You can call or text anytime, 484-574-4088, and get the ball rolling. If it's not here in the Philadelphia area, Dad knows people everywhere via Keller Williams, and he can hook you up with exactly who you need to talk with in your neck of the woods to get the ball rolling on getting maybe your next move-up house, maybe that first house. But dip a toe in. Now's the time to do it. You might be hearing, or maybe, thankfully, maybe you guys might be ones that are, you know, experiencing these wonderful bonuses that are flying around. Love them or hate them, Trump is having a phenomenal effect on the market, on the job market, on the real estate market, everything. And you want to dip a toe in? Now's the time to do it, but don't feel like you have to do it all by yourself. There are people there who will work for you and who don't get paid until you are 100% satisfied with it. The first thing you do, contact Dad. Get a hold of him, see what's going on, see what your personal scenario is like, and then find a real estate solution that fits it perfectly. Boom.
Yep, but I'm only licensed to practice real estate in Pennsylvania and Delaware, but
yep,
like Chrissy said, I've got a nationwide network.
There you go.
United States, I'm not quite sure if we're in Europe yet or not, but if you have real estate questions about any place, I can direct you to somebody who can help you out. Doesn't mean you have to use them, but if you let me do the pre-screening, you're probably going to wind up with a pretty good person.
You got to love it. I mean, imagine where you want to be this time next year. Where do you want to be by this time 2019? You want to be in your own home? Do you want to maybe have, you know, moved up to your move-up home? Are you thinking about an investment property? All of these things can get the ball rolling just by picking up the phone and just getting the conversation started. And I totally understand, Dad, when people say, oh, you know, I'm a little worried. What if I don't have the job? What if I don't have this? What if I... And chances are, given this economy, that your job's still going to be there. Things are looking far better in the job market than they have in ages. And you deserve to be able to kind of put down the anxiety a bit, work on the knowledge, on the strong working theory that you will have this job. Chances are good. Maybe you'll even get a raise or a bonus or some other, you know, somewhere along those lines. Maybe you'll move up to the next job, whatever it is. Start looking at the tea leaves with a really fresh eye. Don't be biased by past news, by past economies. We're in a brand new one right now, and it's working in your favor. Chances are outstanding. Now's going to be a very good time to dip a toe in the market. Dad's hearing story after story with this. Even in the wintertime real estate market, things are really moving.
Great segue, kiddo. There's a lot of people who say, well, you know, I'll wait and put my house on the market in the spring when lots of houses get sold. That's, I say, wrong. Had a couple I worked with call me, I guess, middle, end of November, and they said, John, we have this house we'd like to sell. They had already moved on, got themselves another house, so they were carrying two mortgages, which was always kind of painful.
Wow.
And they said, look, our last realtor said, look, the house didn't sell. We really suggest you take it off the market now. Put it back on the market in April or May when the spring market kicks in, and then you'll be able to get it sold. I said, man, I think that's wrong because demand is really, really high right now. I think if it's marketed right, priced right, it'll sell now. We listed it about the first week in December. Inside of 3 weeks, we had an agreement of sale, and we settled on it just like a week and a half ago. So there's lots and lots of houses selling in the winter. Buyer demand is strong right now, guys. There's less competition now than you'll have in the spring. There'll never be a better time to move up in terms of the house that you want to buy is going to cost less now than it will 3 months from now. And interest rates, they may be about the same, but they could also be significantly higher. And the higher the interest rate, the more your monthly payment is going to be. So no reasons at all to hold on and only put your house on the market in the spring. There's lots of reasons to sell this winter. Demand is strong. If your house is priced right, it'll sell.
Yeah, and you know what I love to do as an exercise? exercise as well. Think about what you're paying in rent. You know, fill in the blank with whatever it is. Go onto a mortgage calculator and using that amount, say for both your mortgage and your taxes, you know, you'd keep the same monthly payment. See exactly how much real estate you can afford. Maybe you're in a wonderful small efficiency apartment for fill in the blank a month. How much would it take using that same amount for a mortgage instead? It is unbelievable. It's a great exercise to do, and it really kind of opens your mind to the possibilities that you can do if you're dipping a toe in the market. I just love doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. You can probably, for about the same monthly payment or maybe even less, you can be living in your own home.
Right? Even less. I love that.
Now, a couple of other gee whiz facts. Time on the market. Now, that's the time that from the time you put your house on the market until you have an agreement of sale, dropped to a new low in 2017. The median time on market dropped to 3 weeks, which means from the time you put your house on the market to the time you had an agreement of sale was a median of only 3 weeks. Now, what that means is that half the houses sold in less than 3 weeks, half the houses sold in more than 3 weeks, but that is a new low. And, you know, there's a lot of places in the country have only got 2-3 months worth of inventory. I worked 2011, 2012. We had 18 months of inventory.
Wow.
So now lots of places have got 3 months or less inventory. So inventory is tight. Lots of houses out there, though. If the house that you want is available, you'll be able to find it. Your house probably has enough positive equity in it to make that move up buy. I know a lot of people think that they're underwater forever, whatever, but it's not the case. So lots of reasons to buy that first house now. Or sell the house you're in and make that move up by Chrissy. And I think we're about out of time, kiddo.
Time does fly. Yep. Bottom line, it looks like prices are going up. That's the good news. Bad news is prices are going up. Whatever you're buying, selling, renting, flipping, now's the time to get in there. Pop, this is so much fun having you back. This is awesome. Guys, hang out. We're going to have another segment in just a minute right after this.
Cheap and small, but not too steep. But best of all, cheap is cheap.
There's a new place to shop online, a place that has everything you're looking for, all at amazing everyday low prices. Visit myenvies.com. Grab some of today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchenware. They even offer incredible new fashion design clothing and so much more. That's myenvies.com. Why shop anyplace else? No matter what you're looking for, chances are they have it for less. Join their free rewards program, create a free account, and grab 200 free points and save even more money. MyEnvies.com. Today's top brands, designer fashion, and the latest new gadgets. Always in stock and ready to ship worldwide. Before you overspend at other online sites, you owe it to yourself to visit MyEnvies.com. We promise that our products, services, and prices are second to none. That's MyEnvies.com. It's your one-stop shop. Online superstore.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about ways to harness an unstoppable 2018 economy to you and your household's advantage. Now, before the break, we were talking about offering your services to an online university. Set your price and don't devalue yourself. Make sure you go in there because you're going to benefit them the same way they're going to benefit you. Make sure you get paid what you're worth. Now, next up, I had to get to this one. This one really touches my heart. Shane and Lexi T of Houston listening in. Thank you so much. Invested. They both have food service background. Okay. They went and they bought a food truck. They bought a food truck and they put their heart and soul into it. It can start off not so lucrative. However, they started owning a food truck near the oil drilling and the mines nearby when they are there in Houston. And it has gone gangbusters. Guys, I want you to think about something for a second. Think about where the economy is booming most, and there are a lot of different ways that it's booming. Think about maybe the top 10, and here and down there in the Houston area, it's all about the oil and the gas industry. It's fantastic. Think about how you can benefit that, and think about how you can make it work to your own advantage. That's what these guys did. They both worked in the food service industry. They knew they wanted to invest in this. They bit the bullet. They went and they talked to the bank. They had a decent credit score. They got the loan for the food truck, and it has paid off tremendously. Now, we're not talking the fancy food trucks that are featured on, what is it, Food Network, that offer the specialty cupcakes and the decorated waffles and that kind of thing. No, the type of food truck. Now, think about what kind of city you're in. Okay, food trucks are huge. When they have their own, you know, variety show on the Food Network, you know it's a big industry. But think, really, you know, keep it cool. Think very down to earth. The type of food truck that's going to be the most successful is the kind that offers, you know, you name it, cold sandwiches, possibly with a microwave there on staff to maybe heat up soups and a hot cup of coffee. Don't go crazy. That's what these guys did. Shane and Lexi, they started small. all sandwiches, a bunch of drinks, a couple of side dishes with regards to soups and chips and that kind of thing, and it went gangbusters. Guys, they said they're making a profit of six figures a year. They're working together. They have plans to have another food truck in the Houston area. I am so thrilled for them. Great stuff. This is what I'm talking about. The type of food trucks that are common, like around construction sites. Ooh, and that's the next big thing. Whatever city you're in, chances are outstanding. You're seeing a lot more construction sites. Am I right or am I wrong? You're seeing maybe new highways going in. You're seeing current existing highways being maintained. You're seeing buildings going up. You're seeing maybe there's a new... Think about it. Think about if there's any new construction for homes near you. Well, guess what every construction worker has in common? They get hungry. Now, look around these various, you know, new construction home sites. Do they have a food truck? Huh? Maybe do they want a food truck? Talk to the local district, wherever you are. Connect with the local lawmakers and say, I'm going to bring a food truck in here. How can I make it worth your while, and how can you make it worth my while? See what the local laws are, and then provide a service. Think about what's lacking, all right? Think about what's lacking in your area, how you have a particular skill that could fill that, and then how you can make some money off of it. There's no crime in making money, guys, and in 2018, it's getting easier than ever. Beautiful stuff. Okay, next up. Property managers. Yeah. Okay. Now, not only in the drilling and coal mining areas, this is everywhere. Everywhere where there's property that needs to be maintained. Okay. An influx of people coming into your area in a very short period with high demand for housing, wherever it is, you've got in today's economy more people being available, more people being eligible for housing when they weren't before. People are getting paid more. They're either going to upgrade to a better apartment, which requires property managers doing their thing, or they're going to be upgrading maybe to a new neighborhood, to a bigger house. Property managers are key for this. There's an influx of people, very short period, with a high demand for housing. And in most locations where this is going on, not big towns and not a large selection of available housing. The ability to learn the local town quickly where you are and serve as a resource to local property owners can be very lucrative. You could tie in with a local real estate company. Say, you know, I got, you could be the person. You have your website. Are you moving to this area? Fill in the blank with whatever town you're in. Moving to this area? Let me be your conduit to finding the apartment that you're looking for. Let me be your conduit to pointing you towards the real estate areas you'd be looking for. Be a property manager. Save people time. Save people hassle. Save people money. Boom. Beautiful thing. Oh, my God. I've got so much more paper here than I can possibly go over. We've got about 5 minutes left here. Ooh, this is good stuff. This is good stuff. Okay, site cleaning. You've got office space going up everywhere, okay? Say you've got people out there who haven't been in the job market for too long. They've been at home. They've been working at home. Now they're working elsewhere. They have something that needs to be cleaned. If they own a new office building, guess what? That has to be cleaned. If they were working from home and in today's economy, they found a fabulous job elsewhere, their home needs to be cleaned. Start putting the word out. If you have yourself a solid, viable business and a solid skill set that can help these people keep their sites cleaned, their offices cleaned, their homes cleaned, whatever, put the word out. Put the word out with your local chamber of commerce and with your services. Market yourself at a price that you can make some serious cash, but still get yourself into the industry and see what happens. Beautiful stuff. This next one. I love this next one. I'm only going to spend a minute on it because I don't want to wrap up with it. But this is the kind of thing I'm talking about. The fabulous opportunities that are kind of under the radar that can make huge amounts of money. Here, this is good. I don't even have the name on here, but they made good money with this. Portable bathroom rental. This, again, tied into the local construction going on near them. Okay? If you've got construction of any kind, you've got something going on, they're going to need bathrooms. They're going to need everything going on there. And these people, they bought a portable bathroom rental company with just a few things to go here. They made it work for them. This is the kind of thing I'm talking about. I love it. Food services, good thing. Oh, yeah. This ties in with the charter schools we talked about before. Charter schools are booming. I'm going to say it again. Charter schools are absolutely booming, and that trend is going to work their way upward. More people are finding more money in their pockets. They can afford to send their kids or their grandkids or their niece or nephew to a school that's maybe better suited to the children. Those charter schools need food services. Make it happen. If you've got access or a friend or a family member that's looking to build their restaurant business, go to your local charter schools. I'm telling you right now, it's huge. Good stuff. Okay. Rental properties. Boom. Heck yeah. Rental properties are always going to be in vogue. We had, Victor and I had rental properties for a while. We sold them all off, did pretty decently with it. If you were going to go with rental properties, there's a common, very smart conception out there that today's renters, sometimes they're not quite the caliber you're looking for. Here's the easy 100% cliff note way to bypass that. Have rental homes in military areas. Rent to the military. They are the top notch, A number one, stellar, incredible class of human beings that you want to rent to. And there's always a conduit. Should anything happen, go with the rent, whatever else, they will take care of it for you. You connect with their local Army base, Navy base, Air Force base, whatever it is, and they will handle that for you. Rental properties are going to be huge. Think about getting into the rental market. Think about getting into real estate. Rent those properties out. Huge money to be had. I kid you not. Guys, this is just the tip of the iceberg. 2018 is going to be your year, and I'm already so excited for you guys. Send me your stuff in the meantime, brilliantfrugalliving.com. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Cheap and small, and not too steep, but best of all.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.